Blog Talk Radio.
Into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the super states that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence. It is a system which has conscripted vast human and material resources into the building of a tightly knit, highly efficient machine that combines military, diplomatic, intelligence, economic, scientific, and political operations. Its preparations are concealed, not public. Its mistakes are buried, not headlined. Its dissenters are silent, not praised. No expenditure is questioned, no rumor is printed, no secret is revealed.
I appeared before the Congressional Committee to tell what I knew of activities, which I believe might lead to an attempt to set up a fascist dictatorship.
A part of that plan, of course, is to induce the gradual surrender of American sovereignty, piece by piece and step by step, to various international organizations, of which the United Nations is the outstanding but far from the only example. The consequent willingness of the American people to allow the steps of appeasement by our government, which amount to a piecemeal surrender of the rest of the free world and of the United States itself.
We have before us the opportunity to forge for ourselves and for future generations a new world order, a world where the rule of law, not the law of the jungle, governs the conduct of nations. when we are successful, and we will be, we have a real chance at this new world order, an order in which a credible United Nations can use its peacekeeping role to fulfill the promise and vision of the UN standard.
I had planned another closing message, but I feel compelled to say what I'm about to say. Now, I risk sounding like a conspiracy theorist, but it's no longer a theory. What I'm about to say is fact. The secret organizations of the world power elite are no longer secret. They have planned and are now leading us into a one-world communist government.
On the outskirts of the national capital today, black limousines with darkened windows converged on a hotel where private security guards imposed ironclad control. The limos carried royalty, political power brokers, and industrial titans to a secret meeting that will last all weekend. It's known as the Bilderberg Group. Could their objective be world domination?
Money from our treasury is now being spent for this effort. We will have a new currency and a new constitution modeled on the Soviet Union's constitution. Our rights will not be inalienable, but they will be granted by government who can also take them away. This is terrorism of the most worst kind, brought on you by our own government. The strongest, freest nation in the history of mankind will be averaged into world communism.
All right, everybody, Joseph Gibson podcasting here from Greensboro, North Carolina. Hope everybody's doing well here tonight. 8.06 p.m. on the East Coast. Of course, I do my intro. I know I saw some callers there on the line drop. Hey, that's the way it is. That's the way show goes. I do an intro. That's just the way it goes. It's the way it is. Anyway, okay. Everyone was asking. The last show that we had, was it the last show? It might have been. It was the one with Adam or whatever. They were asking where Chad was. Chad. Where's Chad? He's grown very popular, and Chad, of course, you know, he was my co-host here for a little while, and, you know, he had some things to take care of and private things to take care of, and so I carried on with the show like I always do, but Chad, I believe, is going to be here with me here tonight. I'll connect him here in a minute, or he'll connect himself, one or the other, and he'll be able to come on the podcast. You know, he does whatever he does, and, you know, all of you are so concerned about him, he's got to come on here, and, you know. But also, if you missed the other show that I did with my friend Barry, that was a very good show. Go back and listen to that one. A good friend of mine, great guy, believes in the Constitution, and wants to restore the Republic. And he's willing to, you know, do what he does best. So hopefully he'll join us here tonight also. I sent the messages out to everybody to join me here tonight, and hopefully, because we're doing a live show. And we really want to talk about this flu virus. We want to talk about the states out there and the rising up of the people. And we're seeing the debate happen right before our very eyes on social media, where people are really becoming upset, especially those turncoats out there and those brainwashed zombies out there that believe, you know, hey, it's a good thing that the government is shutting everything down. It's a good thing that the small businesses are being shut down and strangled. And, well, they'll get their stimulus check eventually, you know, and, you know, that $1,200 and whatnot. And, you know, you talk to any small business owner out there, they haven't gotten any money yet. What's going on? Where is it? Didn't the Treasury Department get up there in front of everybody and say, you'll have it within a few days? Or direct deposit, right into your bank account, right? Well, I haven't met one small business owner yet that's gotten his check. Have you? If you have, that'd be great. Call in. However, before I carry on here, I want to make an announcement. Next Sunday night, we're going to have a special guest onto the podcast here. It's going to be a story that is heart-wrenching. It's going to be a powerful story of he's a veteran, story of a veteran that was framed and set up. He is now serving 60 years in a prison for a crime that he did not commit. And we're going to expose that case here on the show live. And the evidence itself will prove to be true. The testimony itself that I will provide here on this podcast will prove to be true that this man should not be held inside of a prison today. and the medical word where they're inducing him with drugs to keep him stupefied and dumbed down and numb so that he cannot fight back. And there are many victims out there that have been kidnapped throughout the years that need voices. So this voice that I will be bringing on next Sunday night is a voice that you all need to listen to and pay attention, because if it were you, if you were caught up in a bad situation after serving your country, you would want someone like me to give you a voice while you were locked down. Of course, you know, if you were following me on social media, of course, Mr. Childress there, I've been in contact with him. He's in Uganda. We all know the machine gun preacher. I've been in contact with him. I posted a couple correspondence that I've had with him on my social media page, and he will be on my show. Trust me, we'll be bringing him on. Machine gun preacher, Mr. Childress, great guy. He has seen things that you will just only hear about in cartoons and movies, horror flicks, and believe that, hey, it was just a movie. But he has lived the life. He has seen it, and he has saved so many children and families. It's just unspeakable what he has done. And the movie just doesn't even really touch upon it. If you watch that movie, it's on my Facebook also, The Machine Gun Preacher. But we're going to be getting him on this show within the next few weeks. It'll probably be 2-3 weeks. I don't know. He's in Uganda right now, so it's, you know, a little difficult. You know, they don't have payphones over there. They don't even have cell phones. They don't know what a cell phone is. So, you know, take it easy. We'll get this guy on. Trust me, it'll be a great show. All right. Now, let's see. Without further ado, let's bring Chad on. Chad, are you there?
Merry Christmas. I am here.
All right, you got your fans out here tonight. Yeah, you know, you and I got married, you know, this weekend or something.
I that voicemail is absolutely lovely. I love that. You know what? That made my day. It really did. You know, and it really did make my day that somebody took all that time out of their such very unbusy day that, you know, to make such a beautiful voicemail. And I really appreciate it, guys. I love you from the bottom of my heart. You guys are my biggest fans. Thank you.
Yep. And, yeah, I mean, you've got some fans, and that's great. And that's what we're going to do. That's how we're going to handle. We're not going to debate with anybody or argue. And people could twist my word around and make it sound like that it's me and I'm doing this and that and, you know, whatever they want to do. That's fine. Do whatever you got to do. Spend the time doing that, but the show will carry on. Well, I don't want to, like I said, let's not try to analyze anybody, to be honest with you. Let's just let them have their fun and ignore them and carry on with the show. Because like you said, you know, we're just going to do our thing and we're going to do the show and, you know, do what we do best. You know, understand the times in which you live in today and fight for our republic. And if the people out there don't want to support us, that's great. That's fine. You don't have to, you know, but... you know, we're not going to stick anybody out, pull anybody out, and analyze them. I don't think that'd be the right thing to do.
Absolutely
because,
not.
Really, to be honest with you, well, you see, there's a lot. It's kind of like what I played in the intro. There's a lot of mind control. There's a lot of tricks going on, and a lot of people are turning people against each other without you know the real deal happening. So let's just try to ignore it the best we can and let them do what they do.
We're in some difficult times right now with this whole COVID-19 horseshit, and you know the nation is being further divided. You've got now it's not black on white or Antifa. It's, you know, people, you know, stay at home as opposed to people not stay at home, and you know we're in a whole different.
That's a great game. I know, and that's so awesome that you brought that up, actually, and that's something that I wanted to talk about. How do you feel about that? This is like brother against brother, sister against sister, father against son. People stay at home, people, you know, who are, you know, and go to work. What do you feel about that?
Well, you know, I myself, I'm still out working. I don't have a choice but to be an essential person. But as of right now, we have all these people out here that are non-essential who are out of work. Their livelihoods have been completely turned upside down. They're on the brink of financial ruin because of some virus that, quite frankly, does not does not show up to me. I don't know anybody's personally had it.
Yeah. I think I do got my brother on here also. I want to bring him on also. It's good that we do get him on here, because you know what? It's so important now that we get out there and we fight for our republic, and by any means necessary, we're going to take and look. Whatever happened in the past, discrepancies we may have with each other, or what we may believe, or how we need to go about it. Right now, I think what you just said right there, Chad, is very important. We have right now a population out there that's like, hey, you know, we have stay at home or go to work. Well, you know what? I say let's go to work and let's be Americans, and that's what we're all about. We're farmers. We're computer technicians. We're landscapers. We're firefighters. We're whatever. We're out there working. That's the American way, not to stay home and let the government pay our stimulus check and waive all our bills through our fake fiat currency that we know we already, you know, we've had all these years. I mean, but Chad, I don't know if this is my friend or not. I see his number here. Hopefully it is. Let's see. Go ahead. 302, is that you? Go ahead. Welcome to the show.
Hey, what's up, man? How's everybody doing out there?
I knew it was you. Thank God. Thank God. You never know what these spoof numbers, because you got attacked the other night, too, you know, by these trolls. So, and you just laughed it off.
I don't give a fuck about that shit. That shit's hilarious.
I know.
But anyway, the thing of it is, right, like, every year we watch the flu, you know, flu season, all the sheep rush to get their flu shot. They get injected with the shit. They end up coming down with the flu. And then they pass it on to those of us that don't give a damn about the shot or anything else. What do? We keep going to work. Now, I'm the guy that shows up even when I'm sick. Now, I don't get everybody sick with me. I bring a roll of paper towels. I do what I do. You know what I mean? But that's what we do, man. We keep going to work. Sick or not, that's what you do. COVID isn't any more dangerous than the flu. People aren't dying like the flu. So that shit's gay as fuck. No, I don't really want to hear no more about it. They got in states, all the states around where I live, Pennsylvania, Maryland, and Jersey, you have to wear a mask if you go out in public.
Wow. So what happens if you don't wear a mask? What happens if you don't wear a mask? What are they going to do to you?
They won't serve you in the stores, and, you know, that's pretty much
so
how
they're
it goes.
Turning
now,
us against each other.
They're turning us against each other. Yeah, I watched a girl in Maryland yesterday morning get ready to throw her coffee in behind the register because the lady wasn't going to sell her coffee because she didn't have a mask on. She called her a commie and was getting ready to throw her coffee back there. I started laughing. I said, no. I told the register girl, she's like, they act like it's us. I said, hey, listen, you ain't going to find no support from me, sister. You decided to tell
that woman.
That's right. I said, policy or not, you know, fuck, if you think it's stupid, leave that shit alone, man. Leave it right in the garbage where it belongs. And,
you're absolutely right. Yeah. Amen.
I absolutely love it because I have a terrifying mask that I wear. It's a robbery mask. And I wear that shit out in public. And people look at me like it kind of scares them. The mask by itself with the tricorn, the 3% sweatshirt tatted up and shit, knife hanging off my side. They're all like, what the fuck? And I'm like, hey, man, you know, y'all are already, listen, y'all are already halfway to robbery. Pardon me for protecting myself, because if any of you stupid sons of bitches act up, I'm going to get a successful knife attack in and be the fuck up out of here before anybody can identify me. I'm glad we got masks on. I like that shit. You know what I mean?
well, how
I got
is
a
it,
couple,
how is it
I got
all,
a, yeah. I got a
Go
couple.
Ahead, I'm sorry.
Listen, leave prepared. It's not quite warm. It's not quite cold yet. Leave prepared, wear a couple of layers of shirts. That way you can strip one off if you have to and get the fuck out of Dodge. But, yo, show them, man. Show them exactly what it could be. You like Joker's Concealed, I'll show you what lives under the boogeyman that lives under the bed. Here, this is what you're calling for. Get it. And that's what they want. I want to give them what they want. I really do. I'd like to get this thing kicked off. You think you can come and take the title, motherfucker? Be my guest. Be my guest. Put my castle to the test. You're going to look at the guns in that room, motherfucker. You'll be having weapons pointed at you from every bedroom window on the block. I hope you do come. Now that the American people are waking up as to who and what you are, come on. Come get yourself some. I'm looking forward to it. They underestimate.
Amen. I think the bootlickers today are really are really coming out in force.
They're Tories. That's what they dealt with back in our founding fathers looked at it. They're Tories. Our founding fathers did what we should be doing. Take the situation by force of arms. Okay? Take the situation by force of arms. And if you want to side with the enemy, go hang out with them. Whoa, get on this ship and go with them. Because, listen, our founding fathers, they did some wild shit you probably wouldn't do. If you were determined to be a Tory, if you were determined to be a sympathizer, if you were aiding the enemy, they would take your long gun, but they would leave you a pistol for home defense, sir. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Isn't that great?
Hey.
Isn't that great? Listen.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't want you defenseless out here, man. It's some real animals out here in the nature. But I will make it to where you're defenseless against me. We're rocking with long guns. You're going to roll with a pistol. You know what I mean? And that's what they did. That's what they did. Now, the good thing about today's Tory, a lot of them don't even like firearms. So, fuck it, man. Let the dogs eat.
Or they're scared. Or they're scared because they said I got in trouble when I was 17 years old and I'm 45 now,
man.
And I can't protect my family. I can't protect my family because the government says I'm not allowed to have one, you know?
Listen, I got in trouble when I was 15 too, man. Check this out. If you're a halfway decent individual, nobody in this day and age has a problem getting you a blammer, dog. Nobody. Your grandma will get you a blammer, especially if she knows she's on her way out. She's got you. You know what I mean? Hold on. I got a couple of jack-looted fuzz turning around.
Hang on. I've got a three-way call here from Florida going on, a three-way call from North Carolina and Florida here. So I think I got somebody from North Carolina and Florida here who – that say they're down with the madness here and the sickness. They're down with the sickness. Remember that song, Down with the Sickness? Let's see. Hang on. Go ahead, Florida. Go ahead.
I just at the end of what you guys were talking about. But I was in 7-Eleven the other night, and it was like five city police with
the hoop whistling. I don't know. We got some background noise. Yeah, who's whistling there? Come on now. Let's give the guy his time here, please. He says he's with us, so let's give him some time. Go ahead, Florida. Go ahead.
See, they have that ordinance down here where you're supposed to wear a mask in a city store when you're in a community around people, right? So anyway, I turned around to these cops, you know. 7-Eleven's got these spaces where you're supposed to stand, and I made sure I was in my space. You know, that little block they painted. But anyway,
so you cooperated. So you cooperated with the bat faggots. You cooperated with them.
Yeah, we're law-abiding citizens, Mr. Joe. But anyway,
right.
I turned around to this one cop behind me, and I said, you know something? I said, now we're supposed to wear a mask in here, right? He said, yeah. He didn't have one on. None of the cops did, which I thought was, you know, whatever. But anyway, and I said that because it was his ordinance. I didn't have one on either. And I said, you know something, about 3 or 4 months ago, if you used to come in here with a mask on, you guys would have tackled my goddamn ass. You know what? I would have done tackled me coming in here with a mask on. So anyway, they just laughed about that because they were eating donuts at the time. But
all right,
anyway,
so what's the bottom line here? What's the bottom line here, Florida? You said you had someone here from North Carolina on, too. What's the bottom line? What
I got a problem. Hey, listen, I do have a problem because I do have some black friends in Florida down here. And this N-word has bothered me because there was a race car driver a couple of weekends ago. He was playing that, you know, they're doing the virtual thing now because you got to stay at home, right? I don't know if you guys have seen it, basketball is doing it or whatever. They're playing video games or whatever. The real NASCAR drivers. But
my question is, okay, I'm going to stop there. What does this have to do with the times we live in?
Well, the mask does because we're all supposed to wear a mask, right? And I was thinking about.
So what's the N word? Like, well, hang on, but the N word thing. But hang on, Florida. The N word thing is the left-right paradigm that the media has been playing to divide the people for years now. We're over that.
Hey, Joe, I just had to bring it up because white car driver had said that playing a simulator game at his house, but he was paid by, you know, to make money off of it. But he had used the N-word, and he's fired now for that. And I just said, hey, why don't he just, if he could make a rap song, they use the N-word every day. A black person can make a rap song.
Yeah, we get that. Yeah, I know, but we understand. But you know what? What do we care about? What do we care about?
N-word.
Yeah, I know, but hang on, Florida, hang on.
That has nothing to do with N-word. Hey, I did hear, guys. Can you hang on a second, Florida?
Can you shut up for a second, please? Can you hang on for 1 second, please?
Of the people that are black.
Oh, God.
Did you guys think about a race thing about the who was getting infected?
What do you think, Chad? What do you think?
The majority of them.
If you'd hang on a second, hold on, just keep talking over me. Barry, what do you think about this caller? I mean, what are we going to do about this N-word thing? I mean, why are we even concerned about the N-word? Why are we even bringing it up on this show? Who cares? You know what? We got bigger fish to fry, like the governors of the state you live in. You know, like the cops that you were saying were standing behind you.
What was my last question? Did y'all hear that the 70-some percent of the infected people from this virus, that's connected, or am I wrong?
Okay. All right. Well, that's all right. Look, we know they're infecting people. Okay. I posted something on social media here tonight. We know they're infecting people. Okay. It's obvious. You know, with a common cold, a little sniffles, a little common cough. Who cares? The point of it is they're making everybody stay at home, and we're tired of it. We're sick and tired of it, and we're not going to put up with it no more. That's it. Period. End of story.
The economy's getting ruined, and I don't know how we would bounce back from this economy thing. Even if they could, like they're talking about opening up some places that are, have you guys heard that? That they're going
they're
to
not pushing. Whoa. What do you mean they're talking about opening up some places? You're telling them that you, as a citizen.
And listen, they are testing.
Oh, God, you just keep interrupting me.
Come on. Hey, Florida. Let people get other words in, okay? Don't control the subject.
Yeah. So therefore, you're agreeing with they're saying they're going to open up some places. So you're going to agree. You're going to sit back and allow your local economy to be destroyed because the government knows what's best. You're going to comply.
Hey, I'm going to give you an example. My sister owns a hair salon, right? Right up the road, a mile or so. And she's been closed down. She had to close down, according to the government, because she does hair. Well, okay, why? All right, and supposedly she couldn't get
along. Well, tell her to open up. Tell her to open her doors tomorrow morning.
Down here, they are saying that they were going to open up certain places. If you abide by their rules, of course. I mean, how am I going to make the restaurants open so I can get a job? Tell me, Joe. I can't make them do that.
All right, hang on. Okay, Barry, would you like to answer that question? He wants to know, how are we going to make other businesses and people open up their doors so he can go out and get a job because he's unemployed right now because of this nonsense that's happening? Barry, are you still there?
You can't make anybody do anything. You can encourage people to have the courage to stand up to their government, but you can't make anybody get out and do anything.
True.
Amen, brother. Amen.
That's
true. Amen to that. That's true.
You know what I mean? But, I mean, in as far as these dick-eating motherfuckers, man, I swear to God.
Yeah, I don't know who's whistling in the background, but we got somebody whistling, so, and I know it wasn't Barry this time, so, and I know it wasn't Florida, so whoever it is, somebody please stop. Is it Florida? Yeah, Florida, you got someone connected three-way. That's your North Carolina guy there. Is that Neil, the coward Neil? Is that Neil from 158? You know, the guy that don't want to talk right now that says he wants to come on? You know, I mean, come on, Neil. He ran away. He's on his CB radio now. Yeah, he's a bootlicker, guys. That's a bootlicker right there. That is a bootlicker.
Absolutely.
All right.
If you stand up and you support today's law enforcement, and I'm not saying that every police officer is bad, okay, but if you stand up and you support the enforcement of unjust laws, if you stand up and you support Back the Blue when they're going to turn around and they're going to take their batons and shove them up your ass, you are a bootlicker. It doesn't matter whether wear a badge or you support the badge. You are
a
bootlicker. You love everything the government.
Barry brought up a very interesting. We can't make any of these businesses open up. We can't make anybody do anything, and nor should we. But we should encourage everybody. Do you think we're getting that like momentum going right now, where maybe people are going to say, you know what, to hell with this? But guess what? Is it too late? Have they destroyed the economy to the point of no return? That's an interesting question.
No,
you don't think so?
No. What I think.
This is a nation of abundance. We have a lot more than what we need in this country. In order to be able to push it to the point of no return, you will have already needed to have started 5 years before you did without the people waking up to the point they are today. With you destroying the food sources the way that you are, you've awakened a lot of the West up. Strategically, when all this started back under Obama and all that, they didn't have the public behind them. So, you know, it was only like a 36% approval rating of the government back in Obama's day. So now, even with Trump in there, and I know that, you know, I'm hard on the Trump suckers. I am. I'll be the first to admit it. You know, even with them, it's not so significant that the approval rating for the government as a whole is like 20-some% right now. So regardless of all those bootlickers, they make up a very small minority at this stage of the game. So really the only thing that's lacking is the ability to coordinate amongst our forces. That's our biggest problem, coordination amongst our guys. That's it. In a nutshell.
That's good. All right. Yeah. Well, that's you're absolutely correct. And, you know, anyone else want to jump in here? 657-383-0616. We will try to get you on, but, you know, me and Chad will and Barry will cut you off so fast if you have nothing to add as of value to the podcast. And we do have a bunch of callers here on the line. So, we'll try one here. So let's go one. Go ahead, private caller. Go ahead. See how popular we are tonight. Go ahead, private caller.
Yeah, I just saw on the news, and then I fucked Bridget and Chelsea Ramey. And
All right. That's the guy. There we go. We know you. Very good. Well, we're popular, brother. We're popular. They'll probably come after you next. So, well, you know, that's what they're going to start doing.
Absolutely.
Go ahead. Yeah, okay. Private caller. Go ahead.
Hi, this is Chad. I just want to say hi.
Don't even take the prize. I wouldn't even take the prize.
You want me to do that? Yeah. Chad, what do you think? Everybody, we got a mutual agreement. No more private callers. What do you think?
Yeah,
no more private callers. Huh?
No more private callers. If you are a private caller, all you will get is to listen. You will not be brought on.
Bubble gum.
stiff dick and bubble gum.
We'll give him a stick of bubble gum. Yeah, there you go.
Yeah,
stiff dick and bubble gum.
We'll send him a bazooka bubble gum. Remember that? Or is that offensive today?
Absolutely. Joe, we have another caller here. 757.
All right, let's bring him on. 757. Go ahead.
That's another one.
There's another one. We are popular. Yeah, they're gone. Exactly. And that's what you're going to get, folks. Legitimate callers, you know who you are. Press number one. You're probably having trouble getting through because the spoofs are blocking us as much as possible. I mean, the chat room is loaded with a bunch of you fruitcakes, but we'll go 352 now. Go ahead. Three five two,
you're on. All
right. Hey, Joe. How you doing, Chad?
Mute.
Yes, go ahead. Okay, go ahead. Yep, go ahead, sir. Well, he was there. That's a legitimate caller. He's having trouble getting through. 352, go ahead.
Okay. 352, go ahead.
Yes, okay. Yeah, okay. A little background. I'm 60 years. I just turned 60. I still go out just about every day. I don't wear a mask. I have talked to these little shop owners, these mom-and-pop shop owners. They are gearing up and opening up a little at each time here in Panama City, okay? And they're getting ready for this big May 1st push, where they're going to be open full time.
Hey, gentlemen, I know who this is. Get with a man named Stephen Linney down there in your area, Panama City, right?
Right.
Stephen Linney, he's running for one of the districts. I think it's 6th district down there. Get with him. He's a good guy. He'll help you with that. He'll help coordinate your efforts. He'll help coordinate. And like I said, he's got a campaign. He's running for 6th district, so he's a good guy to have, you know. And I met him. He's constitutional as shit. I met him personally.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
But like I said, man, these mom and pop shops, they're hanging on by tooth and nail. And as far as it being bail checked, that's just a fucking payoff. Excuse my French. But that's just a payoff out of government.
That's right. Yeah. You're absolutely correct. But, Mom, I made that statement, and Barry said no, that, you know, we're a nation of abundance. But, I mean, these mom and pop shops that are you know, being destroyed. And I mean, how does a small business recover, Barry, or Florida? I mean, how do they recover? Are you seeing them, like, attempting? I mean, they're suffering, right? I mean, you're witnessing this firsthand.
Oh, yeah, the mom and pop shop, if it closed down for 2-3 days, that hurts their bottom line, period. I mean,
how do they recover? How do they recover these small bakeries?
How do they recover? The things that are most sought after, the things that Americans want the most, guns, ammo, equipment, these are things that we bring about internally. Most of those things are made in the USA. One of the places I really like for some of my specialty hardware is right down there in Florida. And they're small mom and pop. You know, work amongst yourselves to bring an inside pricing to each other and make the corporations jump through hula hoops. Do what they did to you. If Amazon wants a piece of your equipment, slap $150 on every unit that goes out the door. Do what they did to you. Utilize the same tools and methods they used against you. Use them back. Don't be afraid to use the enemy's weapons against you.
There you go. You're absolutely right.
Yeah.
I don't know who's got some background noise. Anybody driving down the road, watch your background noise, because I'm going to start connecting
probably
a bunch of other callers here.
Somebody's got
some serious background noise.
He's driving.
We know we got you.
My car windows are up. I'm in my personal vehicle. I'm not in a truck, so you're not even going to hear my deal. My shit's quiet.
Oh, wow.
Listen,
I got out. Listen, I got out at church, me and the kids, and we left the car running the whole time we were in service. Forgot we had the damn car running. My shit's silent.
Oh, wait a second, Barry. Did you practice social distancing? Because you know they're, you know, we don't want to make sure we, you know, we have to raise money to pay your ticket. You know.
This was a ways. This was a ways back after I first got this vehicle. This was a couple of years back. But yeah.
Oh, okay.
This car is wild. Right, you can't hear this thing running, man.
All right, then. 210. Go ahead. Let's see what you got to say. Go ahead, 210. Go ahead, 210. I can't hear you. Check your computer program. Check your computer program, your voice machine. Come on, you can do better than that. Come on.
Yep. All right, you're getting muted.
Yeah, mute him. He got stunned. He didn't know I was going to take him that fast. He wanted to play a recording off his computer, you know. That's what they do. That's fine, you know. That's fine. It's just totally ridiculous. I mean, why do you waste your time? All right,
well,
next
they
caller.
Just win all their
caller.
Time.
Next caller, go ahead.
Yeah, they want me to do the social distancing also. I'm not going to do it. I don't think the COVID-19 exists. To be honest with you, I think it's a hoax. I think they want to inject us with that vaccine, that fake vaccine, so they can track us or get us sick if it really is anything. I mean, I just think it's a big brother just trying to keep tabs on all of us. Every single one of us, they're trying to control us. That's my opinion. Those are my 2 cents. I mean, I don't know who the gentleman was before that saying about the social distancing but I agree with him. I mean, there's no way. There's no. How are you going? How many people do you know that are sick? I know lots of people, lots and lots of people, and I haven't ran into anyone that could honestly tell me, hey, I am sick or I recovered. Nothing.
All right, maybe if we wrap everybody up in a blanket. We wrap everybody up in a blanket next. You know, pigs in a blanket. You know, American pigs in a blanket. Something, you know, social distancing,
bubble
wear a mask,
wrap,
who knows.
And duct tape.
Yeah, bubble wrap. Yeah.
What we could do is maybe, I don't know, fuck Bridget Pruitt in the ass. And you're
all right,
maybe.
All right, there you go. He works hard.
I was waiting for him to go into that. I knew who it was.
Yeah.
It's that homo, dude.
Yeah, they just keep trying, you know. But what are you going to do?
Does anybody
else got something legit?
Do you have something legit that you want to come on and say? Not a bunch of homos like you guys in the chat rooms and these private callers that want to come on and just completely spout off pure trash. Guess what? You guys really need to reevaluate your lives. You really do. Okay? Get out of your grandmother's basement. Okay? Go out, get a driver's license, shave your, you know, patchy little puberty beards. Okay? And go out and become a productive member of society. And then come back when you actually have something legitimate. And
don't even come back.
Don't even come back. Yeah.
True. Don't even come back. Yeah, absolutely. I agree. Okay. I'm wrong. Don't even come back.
Grow a set, and jump right off the bridge. Do the world a favor.
Yeah. Do the world. Yeah. Planet Earth will not be at any lost cause. You're absolutely right.
I'm not on that suicide prevention hotline shit, man. Go on ahead and commit, man. Jump on off of here, man. We don't need you out here.
That's right, we don't. 925, go ahead, 925, and I see 386 who wants to get back on there, but go ahead, 925.
Greetings, Joe. This is Akshita Veda. How are you?
Oh, a real caller, a real voice. Okay, thank you. I'm doing all right. How you doing?
Doing very well. It has been a while since I've been on, and I saw the notification. I said, I got to get on and see what's going on. And so I'm listening to the conversation, and I can't help but to go right into what I'm doing personally. I'm studying the Declaration of Independence for – no, what is it? the Declaration of for Indigenous People, right? And it brought me into this. This is all but based on the UN and the General Assembly. So I'm like, what is the General Assembly? These are things we don't talk about when we and we don't really deal with international law.
And you did
and
write
a
book,
law
too. You did recently put a book out. Hang on. You did put a book out, so I want you to promote your book for everybody, please, the legitimate listeners.
Okay.
Go ahead. Please promote that. I want you to do that.
I did. I wrote a book, and it's been a book that's been in writing for the past 3 years, and I came to completion with it. April 1st, it's called Total Recall, and a lot of the book is a summation of what we discuss on this show quite often, and that's the unification of the people and coming together as the people's government, to install the people's government, and, you know, Class Action 567 and the Matriarch. And it explains what all of that is, all the questions that you have. It may not answer all the questions, but it will surely give you some tangible resource of where we're coming from and the establishment thereof as far as who we are. And that's the Matriarch and Payne in Class Action 567.
Okay.
So, yes.
All right. Well, very good. How can they get your book? How can they buy your book or get a hold of a copy of your book? You got to tell them that now. Come on.
Okay.
Got to give me due diligence here.
Okay. Well, you can email me at totalrecallem@gmail.com and request a copy. The copy, it's an ebook. It will be sent to you based on your request and payment for a Cash App, which is $Empower in middle. That's EMPOWERNMIDDLE, Empower in middle with the cash sign in front of it, or PayPal.me, Christina McMillan.
Okay. All right. Thank you so much. And all right, so what do you want to talk about here tonight? You've been listening to the conversation, so I know you want to make a comment. We may have some other new callers here. I'm actually waiting for the Mr. Black Jesus Minister here. He sent me a message. He said he wants to check in with me. I'm wondering if he's going to come on here tonight, and maybe he's down there in Texas. I'd like to hear from somebody from Texas. That'd be great, actually. And no matter what they stand for or believe, I mean, I'd like to hear from a Texas individual.
I want to know about Texas.
Yeah.
I was just in Dallas. I was just there not too long ago and experiencing Dallas on ground and a lot of the hardship that's there. Actually, Dallas is a thriving city that's up and coming, really. They have a lot of resources and support there for the people. I hit Dallas, and the support was coming left and right. So anybody could make it in Dallas. That's what I know, and that's from my personal experience. But what exactly is the interest in Texas?
So, you know, what are you seeing? What do you think about them opening up next week? Is there any truth to that?
I'm not in Dallas right now. I'm in Mobile, Alabama. And
you're in Mobile. How's it going down there? Because they're still pretty much opened up, correct?
Yes, there's a curfew right now at 10 p.m., which most people are abiding by the curfew. The businesses are opening a little earlier and closing earlier. Basically, Mobile has given the people the opportunity to do everything that they need to do during the day prior to 10 p.m., and they will give you a citation. I believe you get like 3 warnings, and on that 3rd one, you will be arrested. They have arrested someone here for being out past curfew, held them overnight, and released them in the morning in a holding cell. And that's the only incident I've heard of thus far as it, the quarantine here. But like I said, most people are abiding by it. I see a lot of people walking around with a mask on. I've seen some people in full hazmat suits. But to each his own. I believe these are some things that we should have already been practicing. Social distancing is also a thing that I believe that we should all have been practicing already. I practice these things because I don't like people sneezing near me, don't cough near me. There's too many things that are airborne that we have been privy to until, you know, before now. It's just they've given it a name, and they've caused this fear among the society. Now people are scared of coronavirus, and if you look at any Lysol bottle, bleach bottle, or any type of cleaning supply, it'll show you that it says corona, that it kills the coronavirus. And so if you look up what coronavirus is, it's the common cold. So people are getting sick anyway. There's been a lot of communication about chemtrails and the fact that these chemtrails have been coming across the sky for some time. I've been paying attention to them for 3 years now. And I noticed I've read stories about those chemtrails and where they produce those chemicals. And I can't think of the name right now because I didn't intend to speak on this, but wherever it is that they have this facility, the people in that area, there is a high rate of murder and just hideous crimes towards other people. So what that tells us is that these chemicals that have been sprayed across the sky in specific areas, mostly urban areas, are causing the people to react in a certain way. And so we don't take into consideration the reality of chemical and biological warfare. It's real. It's being imposed on us today. It has been imposed on us for some time now. We're just now waking up to it, because we're being forced to see what's going on right before our eyes. We cannot hide the fact or deny the fact that
so
the schools
so,
have
so
closed.
What's your suggestion? So what do you suggest that we do to react to the problem that we're facing? Like, they're crushing the small businesses out there. That's one of the topics of tonight's show. They're crushing the small business. What can we do to react?
Well, the people can support small businesses more so than big business. We don't participate in supporting small businesses because all the bigger businesses get all the business because they get all the clout. They get all the news.
Yep.
They get all the media. So we can begin to support one another, and that will take us a long way because the currency is still flowing. We're just it's all about, and we've talked about this before, Joe, on several other shows. It's about how we're using it. What are you investing in? You know, we're not investing our money in the right directions. We're getting it, but what are we doing with it? People get food stamps, and they'll go and go to the food to the seafood place and use up all their food stamps on seafood and pizza and all these other different things, and won't stock their cabinets with food. So when hard times come, the children don't have anything to eat because they've been dependent on school. A lot of children
have gone to school for
all the meals.
Now, I actually have a question for you. What do you think about the news of a barrel falling negative $37?
That's
oil
something, yeah.
Has...
That was crazy today, yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a good thing or a bad thing? That kind of shook my mind a little bit because that's the first time I'm hearing that. And the first thing I think about is how the gas prices are going down extremely low. And I'm like, okay, I've seen this happen before. The gas prices go down and the economy is on a almost like it's crashing. And the big businesses are getting these loans, or they got all these special programs in place to rescue these big businesses, but the small businesses are injured and the people are injured. And here's the gas prices going down. They're doing bidding somewhere where we don't know anything about it. So that's alarming, because why would it be going down at a time like this when the whole thing has been about oil? Not the whole thing, but oil has a major role in how this economy moves and works, how it functions.
Absolutely.
And what most
of
these wars are based upon.
Yeah. Some of our major wars were fought over oil. I mean, you look at Iraq.
Exactly.
I mean, you can't stand there and tell me that that was about weapons of mass destruction. I mean, we just so happened to have a president at the time that, George Bush got involved in Iraq not because of his daddy. He got involved in Iraq because of the oil.
Well, they deal with oil on these lands, so they're privy to the market in oil, and they know how to bid and how to do their work. Trump, on the other hand, is in a different type of business. And so the presidents and those elected officials are only going to operate within their capacity of understanding. And when you got a team full of people that think like you and paid to think like you, it's going to work in their favor. And it doesn't matter what the economy is suffering due to the process of decision-making and handling the government issues, which become public problems.
Yeah. I'm reading, we're reading all these stories right now and all these headlines, and you're seeing, as you was talking, the gas prices are falling, well below what they were pre-9/11. And,
right.
In some cases we're seeing, and Joe, you probably know this better than I do, but in some cases we're seeing 1989 gas prices.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah. I know. It's crazy. I mean, I kind of like it in a way. I mean, I hope it gets down to 75 cents a barrel. I don't mind. Hey, 75 cents a gallon. I mean, what the hell? Why not? Let's go back to 59 cents, 75
great
cents
for your bottom line.
Yeah. I mean, I'm all for it. Why not?
Once those gas prices spike back up and the economy has gotten accustomed to the lower prices and all the different breaks that are being given right now, when it jumps back into play again, it's going to be a whole new ball game, and I don't think the public is ready for it. I can't even speak on the things that are going to take place. But if we're paying attention, we can see a lot of things being set up right in front of us, and they got us quarantined so they can do their movements and so their operations can happen. This is how the military moves. And this is how the setup starts. And so, when you smell it in the air, it's coming. So
yeah. No, I know. I agree.
We are not prepared. We're too busy.
No, we're not prepared. And that's the thing. That's the thing. That's why we do these shows, is to prepare people for what's coming and what's coming in the future. And that's really what we're trying to do here. And a lot of people don't understand that. Is a lot of things that we're talking about. I don't understand. I know there's a lot of stuff out there, misinformation, and a lot of the stuff is freaking false out there. Like the John Sons out there and those nutcases, whatnot. They put out this information. They believe anything they see on a YouTube video. I get that. But the problem is that we have to really try to analyze all the information and come up with one common denominator or factor that we can all reckon to be truth. You know what I mean? I mean, that's how I always see it, and that's what I've always been trying to do for a long time now. I know everything I see in the future that people send me information, I try to take and recognize what is really fact. And sometimes, sometimes we do put misinformation ourselves out there, but at the same time, we're not doing it with ill-intentioned manners or intentions, I guess you could say. We're trying to make people up. I mean, you know what I mean?
and try to understand it for ourselves as we receive this new information. Some of it is a little difficult to fathom, especially if you don't think that way. And if this is a new concept of thinking for you, if you didn't grow up,
I've got no computer screen. Chad, I hope you're doing. I've got no computer screen for the last 4 minutes. Actually, I've got no studio screen, no nothing for the last 6 minutes. I'm reloading my computer. Yeah, well, somebody's obviously doing something, so I got nothing. I can't even see the call board. So I hope you're running that call board for me.
So far we have, some people up here that it's the same thing. We do have a new caller, 506.
I can't do nothing. I got no computer screen right now. Just wait, it went blank on me, so...
We're going to bring 506 on here. Thank you, 925.
Oh, you're welcome, and thank you.
No problem, ma'am. You enjoy your evening.
Yeah, thank you, Asherade. I'm sorry. I can't do it. So, Chad, you got to run the board until I get this computer turned back on. So,
running her now.
All good. Right. Thank you.
All right. See you. I'm not disconnected on the phone. All right.
506.
Hello.
Oh, yeah, you're gone. Bye.
It's Joey.
No, not this guy. Nutcase.
Already got it. Already took care of it.
Is Barry still there by any chance? Is he still there? Okay, just pop back up right now. Okay, I got it back. All right. All right, there we go. All right, I got you back there. All right, there we go. I'm back on. All right, well, I got a blank microphone, but I see the phone numbers there.
Yeah.
Is Barry still on here?
I'm here.
Yeah, there you go. All right, there you go.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah,
Barry's
here. I got to get ready to run in the house, though, man. I've been gone
all
for
right.
a couple of days. I've been at work.
Yeah, man.
I
appreciate
break.
You joining us, though. I'm back
hey,
on
thanks,
now.
Barry.
I was in a chat room for some reason. I don't know why I was in the chat room, but... I'm over here in a chat room now. I don't know what's going on, but okay. Let me get back to the studio screen here. All right, 978.
All right.
Thanks, Barry, for joining us. I really appreciate it. Thank you.
We got 978.
Thanks, Barry. Appreciate it, man. Thanks. 978. Go ahead. You're unmuted. Go ahead. I'm back in control. I got it. There we go.
Hey, what's up, fellas? Good show tonight. It's been pretty interesting. I like the chemtrail topic that. The woman that was just on was talking about, but that's a whole another rabbit trail. But anyways, Joe, something big kind of rang out to me when I was just listening to you, and it was something about how, you know, this show is to help prepare people for the future, right? And I was just curious as to, do you know what is going to happen in the future? Because, I mean, if you know, what do you think is going to happen, and how should we prepare for that?
Well, I don't, to be honest with you, Jessica, because I know who this is, Jessica, the one that's hacking into my computer most likely. You're doing a good job there actually pretending to be me all over the place. That's pretty good. That's what they say anyway.
I'm not good with technology.
You know, you're not. No,
so
are you sure about that? Yeah, I know. Well, I remember you from last year, actually. You're the guy that threatened Chad's wife, and you're the one that called brother there pretending to be me.
Terms.
You know, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, we are. Oh, don't worry. We are.
I
don't predict the future, brother. Listen, I don't predict the future. I don't predict the future. You're a white. I know you're a Ku Klux Klansman. I don't know why you're angry with me, or you're a white separatist. That means.
You're angry with
years
me,
ago,
Joe. I called in and was being nice. You're angry with me. I don't know why. I just called in.
I know. Well, I can't predict the future.
Jessica. Okay, I want to ask you a legitimate, honest question, okay? This is not me being a dick or anything. Why do you, okay, I'm asking you this question just completely honest. Why do you feel the need to screw with people?
I don't screw with people. How do I screw with people?
Okay, so you didn't call and threaten my wife?
No.
You didn't
absolutely
threaten
not.
To rape my wife,
and you didn't, and you didn't criticize somebody in another state claiming my brother-in-law. You didn't do that, and then you didn't threaten my brother pretending
no
to be me.
I have no idea what you all are talking about. I don't do that. I'm too busy of a guy to friggin' have time to play around like that.
Jessica, you've been hiding from the FBI now for 3 years. You've been hiding from the FBI for 3 years. What's the deal here? Talk to us. Come on.
Well, if you quit sending the feds to my door, they show up and they question me all the time about, you
well,
know,
stop
Joseph
threatening
Gibson
me. Stop threatening my family. Stop harassing my family and threatening me and pretending
that's
to be me and posting things
on
the internet.
That's what I said. I said it's not me. And then they let me go. They're like, all right.
Oh.
But they do. They have
oh.
to question me a few times. And, you know, and
maybe,
but they let me go. So maybe they're still building a case on me, but I don't know. So.
Yeah,
but
maybe,
yeah,
maybe
okay.
one day.
So,
yeah.
I don't do that, Joe. Joe, I'm a fan. Joe, I'm a fan. And
oh, I know
okay.
you are.
So,
oh, you are. You've been yeah, you've been stalking me
so
for years.
You're
I know.
A fan. Okay, so you're a fan. You get on here, you get in the chat room, you say a bunch of obscene, you know, things, and you know
like what?
You.
What
if
I said
well, I mean, it's just the trash. It's the trash talk that you do, which I get people trash talk. Okay, but. You know, when you hack and send me stupid Facebook things, and then you, you know, you come in and you send me pictures of, you know,
you're
my
giving,
picture
giving
of my
way
face
too much credit.
Dressed up like a Nazi.
You're giving me way too much credit. I honestly have no idea what you're talking about, and I'm not capable of doing such things. So.
Then who is?
I mean, you can
yeah.
pin it on me if you want. I mean, if you want me to be
no.
a scapegoat,
okay.
All right,
your best,
whatever. But
well,
okay.
well, wait a second.
In
how
your,
did I do a 15-minute show? I want to know how I did a 15-minute show with my voice. That was a good one, actually. That was pretty good. I started a show and I programmed it for 2 hours, and then it went for like 15 minutes, and I'm like thinking I'm broadcasting and someone else is broadcasting. That was a good one. You know, that was a good one. You got in there. You got in. Someone got into my internet connection. That was pretty good. You know,
yeah.
but
well, I mean, yeah,
you know,
maybe
you tricked,
did,
you
Joe,
tricked the simple things out there.
Me.
You know. Well, then why would the FBI go and question you? Why would the feds question you? I just wonder why. You know, I mean, obviously,
question,
I mean, these guys aren't stupid.
You told me you were sending
yeah.
them after me, and next thing you know, I get a knock on the door. And now
oh, no. That's
time.
Not true. That's not true. That's not true. That's not true, and you know that. Go back to 2 years ago when you told me you were going to come after my family, when you gave me a phone call at 2 o'clock in the morning. You say, we're never going to stop. We're going to harass you until you break. And I told you, you'll never break me. Never. Never. And you've just been continuing on ever since. Remember that phone conversation?
No, I don't. But I mean,
okay.
do you have any
evidence right.
for this?
Fine.
What number did
remember
I call
Clay
from?
Douglas?
No,
remember
I
Clay Douglas?
Number,
remember Clay
I'm
Douglas? I know. Remember Clay Douglas?
What about it?
Remember him?
Yeah, he's a great
oh,
guy.
What
that's
about
Uncle Clay.
It? Yeah.
We like Uncle Clay.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he's a great
Clay's
guy.
Right.
Come on, tell the story here for all our listeners, our wonderful. Because we got a bunch of Tony Talks listening here tonight. Yeah, even some of my family members probably are listening. Who knows? I don't know. But they could
oh,
be
yeah.
or I don't know. But
yeah,
you know,
when are you
what
do some more
you
family
never know.
Shows? When are you gonna do some more family bits? That was really entertaining. You said
oh,
that
well.
You all planned that out and did that acting. I mean it was great.
Yeah,
I would
yeah.
love to hear more like that.
How do you know all this? How do you know all this? Because I only sent
no,
that to
I
a couple
to your
people.
Show,
that,
like
that
every
information.
Fucking time you're on.
No, I never announced on my radio show anything was planned out. Never. Never.
What are you talking about? You came on and you came
you see,
on the radio
I'm a little
on
smarter
show,
than
you
just,
it was
yeah.
all, it was all
I never ever I never announced on my radio show or a Blog Talk Radio that it was all planned out. So what messages were you reading? My text messages on my phone?
Yes, he did. I think it was on like Tony's show or the wrap-up show or something.
That's the only place I put that on. No, I never did that. Nope, never. Yeah, my text
okay.
messages I did.
Yeah, I mean, right. I mean, it's not like you
yeah.
ever lie about it. So you got to. I mean, you don't lie. I mean,
no.
you're an honest engine. So it's not like you bullshit.
No. Well, anyway, well, look, check it out, Jessica. I don't predict the future, though. I don't know why you think. Are you fascinated with me or something? I mean, you said you're a fan. Why are you a fan? There you
Joe.
Go. Why are you a fan of my show?
Joe, I listen. And
no, you said you
I,
were a fan.
Time,
you said you were a
time,
fan.
Last time you had a show. Last time you had a show, we left on good terms. I don't know why you pick up the phone and you're, you know, being an asshole to me. I didn't. Nothing
wait a
changed.
Second. Wait a second.
Last
you said you were a fan. I want to know about my fans. Why do you like about? What do you like about my show? What do you like about it? You said you were a fan. That's what you said. What do you like about it?
I enjoy it. Like I said, I like listening to. I've always told you this, Joe. I said when you go on, like you give a monologue or.
you discuss like a new topic or something. I've always said that, you know, that's what I like. You know, give us a different angle, do a different topic. I've always said that, and leave the women and the fucking coloreds off the goddamn phone. You know what I mean? Because they got nothing to say that anybody wants to hear. And they put you to sleep.
Oh, so you don't like black women?
Oh,
so you don't like black women?
Do that.
Oh, my.
Okay. We can't do that, okay? Because I myself am not a racist or a bigot. Joe's not a racist or a bigot. That's just not the way the world works, okay? Your way of thinking and things are they're completely dead. You know, that view, that ideology, racism and sexism, is something that it is dying slowly.
Okay, fake made-up words, Chad. Those are fake made-up words. They mean nothing.
They're fake.
They mean nothing.
They're
fake made-up words by communists back a long time ago. Racist, sexist. It's ridiculous.
You know,
it's absurd.
You know, Adolf Hitler was a racist, right?
No, he wasn't. It's no such thing as a racist. There's either good and evil. There's good and evil. That's it. There's good and there's evil. That's all.
He's a racist.
It's very
okay,
simple.
You know.
So was
I mean,
the Ku Klux Klan
you?
Evil, Jessica?
Yes.
Was the Ku Klux Klan evil or good?
If they committed evil actions, then yeah, absolutely. If they did good deeds.
No.
I
didn't ask you that.
Here's the thing.
Were they evil or good? Were they evil or good as an organization?
I would probably say on the whole they're probably good, but then I've heard a lot of bad things about them. So I don't know. I don't think any of those club type things are worth having to do with, you know what I mean? So, but
a true blue Aryan white racist.
About the Klan, so
how about unbelievable? Chad, go ahead. I think I interrupt you. Go ahead. Maybe I don't know where Chad. Maybe Chad got dropped. I don't know. Chad, you still there?
Yeah,
I'm
still here. Sorry.
I just hacked into his phone and hung him up. Oh wait. Whoops. I guess it didn't work.
You didn't disconnect him, Jessica. But go ahead, Chad. Obviously, he thinks the Klan was a good organization. That's what he said.
Well, the thing is, I can't believe
they
that.
They probably did some good things. They did some bad things. I mean, doesn't everybody?
Well, they were formed out of hate.
That's very true.
Okay, for anybody that didn't have the, you know, white skin color for one.
Is that
they
what it
hated
was, Chad?
Yeah, absolutely.
That what it was?
Okay, they were formed to terrorize the African American.
What you
community.
Learned at your public school? Is that what you learned from your 35-year-old female teacher in public school?
Jessica, how do you directly
and
link our audio?
Big brain,
I want to know how you directly link our audio. That's what I want to know. I want to know how he does that. He like takes our voices. I want to know how you do that, how you guys do that.
Yeah.
I mean, I understand that the white supremacist groups out there and everything, and they're, you know, a minority today, and you guys are frustrated, you know, with your 8 members and 2 feds, you know, that are in your circle, you know.
No idea what you're talking about, Joe. Joe, you're always talking these vagaries. Why don't you get more distinct and say exactly what you're talking about? And this is one of my gripes with you, Joe. Is you do sometimes you like hint around a subject that sounds fucking interesting, but you won't just come out and say it. Just come out and say what you're trying to say. Don't fucking beat around the bush.
If I did that, nobody would listen. The show would be over.
You're right.
It would be 10 times more interesting, Joe. It'd be 10 times more interesting. Get to the point. Don't beat around the bush. Don't
so
pussy,
it would be
folks.
Interesting.
Yeah, man.
To sit here and listen to a white supremacist spout off pure bullshit about
that's
people of the other
word.
The
that's another
other
fake
color.
Made up word, Chad. That's another fake made up word, Chad. Like I said, there's good and there's evil.
And
but
you're evil.
I see some callers here.
We got
some callers here. 203,
yeah,
202.
Sir, you have a good
right.
day.
Jessica, hang on, Jessica.
Go
I think you might have
Chad.
Some fans of yours here. Well, hang on. Take it easy, Jessica. Take it easy. Don't
yep.
calm down.
All right, Jessica.
Don't
you
get mad.
You got a set of titties, Chad. I bet you got a set of titties on your chest like a bitch.
So?
Wow, now he's changing voices now. He's changing voices.
Yeah. Oh,
I don't care.
Look,
I got man boobs.
That's pretty bad. Hey, man.
I got
changing
man
voices.
Chest,
how's he doing
man?
That?
Be a man. Be a man. Quit using these made-up public school terms. Be a man.
Yeah, he get mad.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, hang on, Jessica.
Yeah,
you might have one of your fans on here. I don't know. But we got area code 203. Right. So let's see here. 203. Go ahead.
You're a fat fucking nigger.
That's my voice. That's my voice. You see that? That's my voice.
How did they do that?
Yeah, how did they do that, I wonder? Yeah, I don't know. How did they make me say that? I don't know. Isn't that interesting? 203, how did you make me say that? Come on, 203. 203-265-4277. That's the number. That's the number they're calling
nigger.
In from.
You're
isn't that interesting? Very interesting. Very interesting. That's how they do it, folks. That's how they do it right there. You just got demonstrated right there. That's how they do it, Chad. You just heard my real voice right there saying a word that I never said on the show or on other – well, I may have said it on other shows, but not in that context, okay?
Who do you think
and
is
that's
funding
what they
these
do.
Entities that are doing this, Joe? Joe, what organization or agency is sending these people at you like this? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. Why, Jessica? Explain. I don't know. Can you help
why are you
me?
Doing it?
You're my friend. Can you help me? Is it something I did in my past?
I'm just curious as to who's doing it. I mean, doesn't it take a lot of time and resources to go through all this trouble?
You have plenty of time sitting in your double-wide trailer.
What's going on with my granny
and my mother? Because I take care of them. It's because I take care of them. It's not because.
But why are these white supremacists wanting to come after me?
You collect their SSI checks. That's what you do. Okay.
I take care of them. Does that mean
keeping them drugged up so you can get their SSI checks and go out and buy your meth?
Well, that's kind of mean-spirited. I said I take care of them, and you're saying I do all this? I don't know.
Jessica, did you get frustrated in the chat tonight? I got a 202 number here, 202. That's Washington, D.C. Maybe it's the FBI that wants to talk to you. Who knows?
Let's say hi to them.
All right, 202.
Let's say hi to 202. Hey, 202, you're on live.
Nope, they're just listening, I guess.
Hey,
yeah, we
Joe.
Can hear you. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Jim Killer. How are y'all doing this evening?
Doing good. Thank you for calling in.
Hey, so look, I wanted to talk about the oil drop.
Okay, yeah, let's do it, brother.
Yeah.
Let's do it. Bring it on.
Well, I kind of just want your thoughts on it because – me, I'm pretty much scared that I'm going to lose my 401k.
What's the world currency? It's done in oil, right? That's what they always say, right? I mean, if the world currency is negative, I mean, for God's sake, we're in pretty big trouble, don't you think?
Well, yeah. So I'm wondering, what's the big problem with having a new world order? Because the old world order is clearly dying.
Do you want to
live in a free nation that stands by itself and is able to give you the freedoms that Europe and all the other countries and continents around the world cannot give you what we can give you?
Why would you want that?
The New World Order, they want to control the people. Okay, that's always been the agenda. The UN. Okay, the United Nations, okay, is part of that. Okay, so you have this group of nations that want to create a one world government. They've already put it out there. And they want somebody from some other country trying to tell us as Americans how to live or what we should buy or how we should think. And there's just
so
much.
If the New World Order adopted the Constitution of America, would that be a big deal?
It would be if they wanted to change the Constitution to pervert it. It would. But then again, why would we want a one world government? Why would we want that?
Well, I think it's to stop things like this from happening. If we would have had a one-world government, China wouldn't have been able to release the coronavirus.
That's not true. Well, you're telling me with a new world order and a one-world government, there's going to be no crime, you're going to live in utopia?
And I don't see Florida on here that's sending me messages. Press 1, Florida.
The government would be to do it.
So what are you saying? That the government – so what are you trying to say? That we're better off with a one-world, global, one-centralized government. Is that what you're saying? Did I not prove on this show over and over the reason why you guys attack me so much, that the government we have right now is so big, so convoluted, so screwed up that we can't get any justice? I don't know. We've got background noise, but it's really bad. Did I not prove that on this radio show for so many years now that a new world order is a failed concept? Did I not prove biblically, doctrinally, historically, why the new world order will fail? It will fail. Your new world order will crumble. It will fall. The answer to 1984 is 1776. Have I not done that year after year?
I don't think you have, only because listen to these trolls that call you all the time. These are old world order people. The new world order wouldn't have trolls. I worked for the CIA.
What would the new world order do with the trolls? What would they do with the trolls? What would they do? What would they do with the trolls? Throw them in jail without due process?
The microchip implant would detect any trolls before it happened.
A microchip implant. So you're saying a microchip implant?
Yes.
Well, do you have a microchip implant?
Yeah.
You know I had a girl. You know I had a girl call into my radio show about 6 months ago, and she actually had a microchip implant. You remember that caller I had?
Yeah.
She actually had one.
Yes, I do.
She said how it burnt up her skin and everything. Yeah. I don't know about that, but. I doubt that. Well, that could be. Well, if you installed it, if I wanted a microchip, how do I get one?
Well, you come to Langley. We can hook you up at the CIA headquarters. We already have your address file when you worked for us in 1991.
Yeah. Well, that's good.
Do you remember
working
for us in 1991, Joe?
Yeah, I don't remember that. You guys drugged me, remember? Don't worry. Oh, Lord. Well, who is this?
Oh, that's right.
What
you
are you talking
memory
about?
After we put you into the Navy SEAL.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
That's right.
Yeah, I know. I'm a big Navy SEAL, too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, where did you get 1991 from? Where did you get that from? I'm curious.
I pulled it from your CIA.
You have to. Yeah. Huh?
They did. Ooh. He must be the one that's hacking
your
stuff,
yo. Yeah, I pulled it from your CIA
record. Wow. Wow, you're pretty smart.
Do you not recognize my voice, Joe? He's a CIA agent. Joseph.
Yeah, you ain't no CIA agent. That's for sure. But you probably are one of their. You're one of their scumbags that use or whatever,
special
maybe, but
ed.
That's about it.
Yeah,
special ed. Yeah, he's a special ed, all right. But you're the one that says that. Yeah, I get the text messages from you probably. But, hey, man, I appreciate the call. If you want your new 2 he calls in from a 202, too, Chad. You notice that? A 202
number.
Yeah.
Spoofing it. He's using Google, Google calling.
Yeah.
I know.
But I want to know where you got 1991 from, because I've never said that live on my show. Never. I've never used that year. Never. So I wonder where you got that from. But that's very interesting. Thanks for that intel. I appreciate it, though. But remember, I'm better than you. That's why you couldn't get me. All right. But anyway, let's go to the next caller. Yeah, sure.
Hey,
you'll see.
Can I say two quick things real quick, and then I'll mute myself?
Yeah, sure. Why not, Jessica?
First of all, Joe, your voicemail, it's pretty interesting. I'm happy for you and Chad. And second, if you could take 619, it's somebody you know and would love to talk to you.
Oh, really? All right. So how does he know I got a 619 on my call board, Chad? How does he know that?
Yep, he's hacked in.
Yeah, he hacked in. That's what they've done. So 619, we'll take it. Go ahead. 619, go ahead.
I wanted to ask you why you threatened to stab me. This is Dr. Peter Paul.
Oh, Lord.
And I don't approve of that.
I don't know who this is, 619. I don't know who you are, but you've taken away, you deviated from the radio show pretty good and the topic. He hung up real quick.
I'll tell you what. So, from now on, okay, start starting tonight, we're suspending the show. There will not be a show from this point on, since it has been hacked.
Trolls
don't win. Trolls actually are breaking the law. They're actually committing felonies. Cyber hacking and harassment is illegal. It is a felony. It's actually a federal crime. So we will make sure this goes to Blog Talk. We'll let them know about it. And this show is done and over with. So as we say that, we appreciate the legitimate people who have came on and talked to us. And you guys have a great time, and we will see you guys when we see you guys. Have a good
evening. Amen. All right. God bless. Yep. Take care.
Good show, fellas. See ya.